Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on to this week's podcast, and let's get right to it. And we'll start with a market update for San Carlos, as most of the podcasts do. And I don't think there's any doubt that San Carlos has picked up the slack a little bit in terms of activity in the market just by our current pending to active ratio. And certainly the hotter part to the market over the last month has kind of been that lower part, 700 to anything really below a million, really kind of 850 being the target. There has been a ton of activity. And if you look at some of the houses that have gone to sale pending in the last few weeks, many of them have had multiple offers in kind of that 700 to 900 range. And it's an indication that I think there's a lot of folks that are kind of feeling that the market may have bottomed a little and concerned possibly that interest rates may feel the effect of some inflation. And you kind of have a surge of people who have kind of waited this thing out and starting to get back into the market. The one thing that we hadn't seen for a while was any activity in the upper price zones of San Carlos, and that's really anything above 1.3. And certainly over the last 2 weeks, we've had some activity there, which has been very nice and very encouraging. And again, I think there's just an overall sense among buyers that very close to bottoming out, if we're not at the bottom. And of course, nobody can predict with any exactness of what's going to happen or what the future holds with the economy. But clearly, and realtors that are doing business in San Carlos will tell you the same thing, that over the last few weeks, maybe in the last month and a half, there's been substantially more activity and stuff is starting to move again, which is a good sign. And I'll be especially telling you, we basically have another 3 months to an active season. And this year, things normally we have seasonal cycles, but this year has been so far out of whack. I think that a lot of that's going to go right out the window. September, October have usually been pretty good months in San Carlos for selling real estate. And I think in the next 3 months, they may be even better than in the past, because in January, really through March of this year, traditionally 3 good months for buying property in San Carlos was absolutely horrendous. And things have steadily been improving. And again, just over the last, let's say, month and a half, things have clearly ratcheted up a notch, which has been great. Anyway, let's get to our main issue for today, which is inventory. And unfortunately, that has been an issue that has been far too prevalent over the last 18 months to 2 years. But it continues to be an issue in San Carlos. Currently, we're at 55 active properties, and a lot of those have been on the market for quite some time. What we're dealing with is you got a few things going on. You have folks that don't want to sell because of uncertainty with jobs and the economy. But I think what's even holding the market down even more is a lot of people are viewing this market as a move-up market. Whenever housing prices flatten out or dip, you have a certain amount of folks that feel comfortable moving up, but unfortunately, there hasn't been a whole lot of inventory to choose from, and let me explain what I mean by that. You have the move-up market for San Carlos is very much $950,000 and lower, trying to move something up to something that's 1.25 and above, and the inventory in that 1.25 and above market has simply been very minimal, and especially in the more desirable areas of San Carlos, it's been extremely minimal. And that has not helped. And when those folks in the move-up market who are trying to move up cannot purchase something in those higher levels, obviously the lower price zone then suffers. And that's, if you ask me, that is one of the primary reasons we've had so much difficulty loosening up some inventory here in San Carlos. Looking forward, I think what you're going to see happen, and we've already kind of seen it happen a little bit, there are going to be a lot of homes that are put together in deals that where the home just simply never makes the MLS. And a reason for that is folks will say, you know, I'd like to move up, but I got to know that I'm going to get X price for my house. That's what I need to be financially comfortable. And what will happen is some of the realtors that are doing a good amount of business in San Carlos will then go out and try and find that property off market and make it so that everybody's happy. People in this economy, they want certainty. My house is going to sell for X and I'm going to be able to purchase at Y. And they don't want to sign anything until they know for sure that that's going to happen. And that translates to a scenario where a lot of stuff is moved off market. And I mean, I myself have gone to other realtors over the last few months, certainly, and trying to see if they have clients who have thought about wanting to sell in certain price zones. And in some cases, we've worked it out. In other cases, it's been a little bit more challenging, but you keep at it. And I think that's what you're going to see happening. And I know of a few off the top of my head that folks will probably be a little surprised to know that all of a sudden the house next to them sold without them knowing it. But that is, that's the way it's going to go. And I think that in this housing market, you need to be a little bit more creative and a little bit more assertive. And certainly as a realtor, you really are going to have to exercise all of your options. And it's just going to need to be creative. And again, I think in order for people to feel comfortable, a lot of the stuff is going to move off market. And if you fit into that scenario where you want certainty that you're going to get X for your house and be able to purchase for Y, then I would suggest having that conversation with your realtor. And it could be a situation where moving it off market simply works the best. And I know some folks that have attained homes in the White Oaks, Howard Park area, let's say over the last 30 days, simply by moving it off market and in that higher price zone. And you simply need to be creative, because the inventory in the MLS just is not suitable, and it's not adequate for people's needs at this time. So just a thought, and it's a strategy that I think you are going to see employed far more often here over the next few months until those inventory levels really loosen up. Okay, well, thanks very much. Appreciate everyone logging on, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.